In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Greetings, brothers and sisters, on this feast of the Apostles Peter and Paul. And the celebration of this feast has been around for quite a long time, at least going back to the 4th century. And this great feast is very much connected to the Feast of Pentecost. And as St. John Maximovich once said, the Feast of the Holy Apostles culminates the yearly cycle of feasts dedicated to the earthly life of Christ and reveals the essence of his promises. It is also the realization of the gospel of the New Testament in heaven. So it's really the fullness. We have Pentecost, we have the descent of the Holy Spirit, and then the week following we began the Apostles' Fast, and now we celebrate the Apostles, so it's like a fulfillment. Had the Holy Spirit not descended upon the Apostles on the day of Pentecost, there would not be one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church on earth. Without the Holy Spirit, it would almost be as if Christ had led us to the bank of some wild, impassable river with no way to get to the other side. But the Holy Church is for us like a great bridge that provides a way for us to travel the course of our life safely over the temptations and tribulations that would try to drown us as we make our way toward our heavenly homeland. St. John Maximovich also said that these two apostles, Peter and Paul, were the commanders of the ranks of the apostles, which is expressed by the word leaders, as it says in the divine services in their honor. Without having authority over others, they both stood in front of all others by their warm zeal and labors. Their life was the most brilliant and was a personification of the life and labors of all the apostles. And yet, even though they were very different, you know, St. Peter was the apostle to the Jews, and St. Paul the apostle to the Gentiles. They both shared a number of things in common. They both sacrificed their lives for Christ's sake and died as holy martyrs on the same day in the city of Rome. But there's also something else. Remember, both of these men were not always great and wonder-working apostles of Christ. Peter, at times, was weak in faith, like when he was filled with doubt when Christ came walking on the water, And he doubted and began to sink. And right after Peter's confession, as we read in the Gospel today, that Christ is the Son of God, and how the Lord praises him, you know, when Peter, this is revealed by the Father in heaven. But as soon as Jesus tells the disciples how he'd be killed by the leaders of the Jews and rise on the third day, Peter rebuked the Lord and said that this would not happen. Then the Lord rebuked Peter and said, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things of God, but those that be of men." And if that wasn't enough, when the chips were down and the Lord was led away like a criminal, Peter betrayed Jesus and denied before everyone that he even knew the Lord. But what did Peter do at that point? He did not go out and hang himself like Judas. Instead, he felt terrible about his betrayal and went out and wept bitterly, shedding tears of repentance. And also, he did not give up and run away, but he stuck together with the other apostles until Christ's resurrection. And Jesus forgave Peter, appearing to him after his resurrection and asking him three times if he loved him, to enable Peter to make up for the three times that he denied Christ. And what about the Apostle Paul? While he was still known as Saul, he persecuted the Christians, standing by and watching St. Stephen die a martyr's death by stoning and getting authority to imprison and persecute the Christians. And yet on the way to Damascus, Paul is knocked off his horse and blinded by Christ. Well, what does Paul do then? He doesn't run away and insist that he is still right and continue to persecute Christians, even though he's been struck blind. No, instead, he repents also. He does what Jesus tells him to do. He goes into the city and receives baptism from Ananias. And Jesus forgives Saul and transforms him into the great apostle Paul, who goes on to write a major portion of the New Testament and establishes churches everywhere and works many wonders. In fact, even Peter's confession of Christ is by God's providence. It's by his revelation to Peter. Peter didn't come up with this himself. And Peter himself was weak because you see right away he kind of fails to see Christ's divine mission. So it's God that helps us. It's not we ourselves who are strong. It's God that is strong within us. The Lord gives us each different gifts and different callings. In Corinthians chapter 12, St. Paul is talking about how the body has many different parts. He said, if all we had were eyes, then how would we hear? Or if all we had were ears, then how would we see? You know, so the body has all the different senses and parts and organs. And he goes on to say, are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? And of course the answer is, well, no. You know, we all have different gifts. And yet the apostles set an example that all Christians must follow, each according to his ability. Now the word apostle literally means one who is sent on a mission. And every one of us who has received holy baptism is sent on a mission to serve our Lord and to do our best to set an example so that others can take courage and inspiration to follow our Lord. And yet, as it's written in Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we understand that we ourselves don't always have the strength to do what needs to be done. But despite our shortcomings, and the apostles had shortcomings, let us look to them and imitate them. They too, you know, came up short of the glory of God in their lives, but they repented and they were obedient to Christ. And they knew that Christ is all-powerful to help us, and that by turning to him and asking his help, even the gates of hell could not prevail against them or against us. And as Paul said in today's epistle reading, Christ told him that, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Glory be to our God.